Okay, so what is meditation? I'm just going to give you an idea about what it means to me. Then there are so many definitions for meditation, I'm sure. But for me, meditation is really staying in the present, staying with myself, spending time with myself. It's otherwise called a me time, and going inwards, away from all the distractions from outside, and really figuring out my quiet space. When I quieten down, I find a lot about myself, and this is what meditation means to me. And what does that mean, and what does that lead to, is the next question I asked myself. And so I had to figure it out, what happens next. So initially it was very hard, because it's not easy to quieten the mind. And thoughts came in, and the only technique I was told was to focus on my breath, so that even if the thoughts came by, then I would refocus it to my breath. So that was a little bit easier for me, because I had something to focus on and not, you know, kind of be caught into this whole thought pattern. So that helped me. But over time, when I did it more and more, I could find myself not bothered by thoughts anymore. And it was easier for me to go into that quiet space. So when I started going into that quiet space, I could actually see, feel even the natural processes in my body, like my breath itself. How does the breath go up and down by itself? If you go deeper, you could even feel your heartbeat. And then you just feel lighter, not as heavy with the thought burden. And then you would feel it was a little bit easier to focus more. More than anything, over time, it helped me with my response to situations. Because when you have this kind of a peace inwards, it gives you more time to how you can respond to a situation rather than react to it just kind of unconsciously. So that was also a big thing. And when I was triggered by somebody else saying things I did not like, unlike before, I wasn't a very vocal person, but I would feel irritated inside. But now what happened was, it was just a little easier for me to react more calmly, and how I would, I should be, you know, reacting instead of giving myself, really making myself frustrated, angry, and just didn't like that feeling. So over time, that's what helped me with meditation. And it helped me also, over time, I started doing these even in between, like a minute or two in the middle of the day. And you can call it meditation, because it's just taking your focus off your mind. And that also kept me in that state for a longer time over the day, in a 24-hour period. I would also do that in before bedtime, just a few minutes, just because it would settle my mind. So I could also see a better quality of sleep, a deeper, sleep, where I actually could sleep like a log, and just know nothing, whatever happened in my sleep, and get up refreshed. I didn't have any sleep problems as such, but it just was a little bit different than that. There is much more of benefits from meditation, but I think in my experience, it's a great tool to have to begin with. There's a lot of topics which come with that, which we'll probably discuss over a period of time, which would actually make you understand that how you can actually use meditation.
Is that good?
Yes.